Thank you for joining us today. Can you give us an overview of Educate? Who are Educate and what are your aims and what is your mission?
Educate tackles youth unemployment by partnering with the youth, schools and the governments to design and deliver solutions that equip young people in Africa with the skills to attain further education. And also to overcome gender inequities, support them to start businesses, also get jobs and drive development in their communities. And our goal is to design skills-based post-primary education and employment solutions, which would impact youth, like youth outcomes, sustainably at a scale. By creating new skills-based education models that change what young people learn and also how they learn it, Educate is empowering youth with the skills to drive measurable change. And also Educate's experimental models help young or youth to build the 6 competencies of essential soft transferable skills, like communication, creativity, critical thinking, and collaboration. And on top of those fundamental transferable skills, we emphasize on the hard skills of businesses by providing opportunities for youth to learn and practice each aspect of starting and running a business in the real world. And so in Rwanda, we partner with the Rwanda Education Board as a technical advisor on the national curriculum. We use the skill teaching techniques that have proven to affect youth life outcomes to help guide them through the reforms which have already seen teachers teach in a more interactive way and led to an increase in student-led businesses.
Now, that is a very interesting overview of what Educate does, but give us some practical examples of what you do day to day. What are the most recent work you're doing to help with Educate?
Before the pandemic, we delivered workforce readiness, entrepreneurship, supporting youth to acquire 21st century skills through training them directly in schools. We also partnered with governments to support the integration of evidence-based skills education into national education systems and even invest in the continued assessment of this approach. We have pivoted to distance learning solutions. Recently, we have been working with youth in and out of school to pivot distance learning.
What are the biggest problems that the education sector faces today, particularly in the area where you work? What are the biggest problems?
In order to understand whether education systems are functioning properly, we have to ask ourselves what their purpose is. And in each society, we find that the answer may be slightly different about the challenges people are facing, especially in the education sector. So there is one objective that is likely to be universal, and that is to give young people the skills they need to create the life they want after graduation. So this could mean getting jobs, turning passions into career paths, starting businesses, or any other kind of ventures. The original problem that Educate sought to solve was that young people were graduating from school and then they could not find jobs or even achieve financial prosperity. So this was partly because there was a lack of jobs available, or even partly because school curricula were missing key elements, which would have helped young people to secure and excel in those positions. So now that issue will be compounded by the fact that schools were closed, and even when they reopen, we'll face additional challenges in trying to get back into the classroom. We know from prior crises that there are direct consequences when youth lose connection with their education. For example, the evidence we have shows that girls' enrollment rates have never returned to pre-outbreak levels in some Ebola-affected regions. So we need to gather efforts to fight such consequences after this COVID-19 pandemic to avoid such consequences.
And how would you help these children catch up with the lost education that due to the pandemic?
One of the most encouraging aspects of the global response to this pandemic has been the overwhelming display of collaboration between people from all across the globe in all different sectors of work. Even the determination of people of all ages to help young people stay on track towards their dreams. So the education sector can work to confront these issues by letting go of any desire to return to normal and becoming committed to working towards a better future for all youth. The education sector has been pushed to innovate faster than ever before, and solutions that were developed in response to the pandemic hold lessons that are critical to building more equitable education systems in the coming years. So EDUCATE has come, we have some key takeaways from our pivot thus far, which will inform our strategy moving forward. These include the fact that effective remote learning experiences can work in lower resource settings. Experimentation and iterative learning shouldn't stop when students return to the classroom. They should continue with the focus on universal access to post-primary education, and that non-formal education holds promise to millions of out-of-school youth. In Rwanda here, we plan to use these lessons as we continue to support the government in rolling out their reform agenda. And we look forward to sharing these lessons with partners and to continue learning from the working from them, and also working together with other organizations that share our vision. For example, we have Rewired as a global platform with a clear vision of rewiring education for a prosperous and sustainable future. And this shares our excitement about translating what we have learned into lasting change.
Now, you mentioned Rewired there. How are you working together with them to overcome some of these challenges at the moment?
In the upcoming Rewired Summit, EDUCATE will be taking advantage of this opportunity to meet and learn from the people that will have attended, and even learning from Rewired experiences and practices, and also be able to discuss important lessons with education shapers from around the world. So now it is the time to make sure that all the work we have all done in the last year is shared and becomes a foundation for making change in the near future. And this summit is a chance to tackle the current education challenges and identify the best ways going forward.
This Rewired Summit in December, what do you hope it will achieve? What are your hopes and dreams for the future of education, both in your country and around the world?
I think one of the themes for the summit is youth skills and the future of work. So we know that lots of people and organizations who share our goals will be attending the summit. So Educate will also be hosting a debate about alternative pathways for young leaders. And here we will share how we have learned what young people are determined to learn successfully, fulfilling lives, and that they will use tools like our boot camps to achieve their goals, whether they are in schools or not.
And are you, one final question, are you hopeful for the future of education for the children of the future?
Yes, I hope we are. I think we are so helpful because, for instance, I can give an example of how we have managed to shift from the previous approach we have been working with the government. When schools closed, we pivoted the distance learning solutions, and many of the young people we work with do not have access to online learning, and so their schools did not transition to virtual classrooms. So how we hope to help and support is that in order to help in bridging the learning gap created by school closures, we have created a product to remotely deliver key components of our proven in-school model, like skills lessons, practical experience, and mentorship, and also delivering assessments to youth directly through basic technologies and using radio, also SMS and phone calls to deliver these assessments. So this distance learning product built on the foundation of what we have learned from the previous experiences and leveraging simple, accessible technology has allowed us to reach out to over 100,000 young people. So that's how we are trying to support the young people currently.
And any last thoughts about your hopes for the future for children's education around the world?
Yes, there is hope since there is gathered effort from all around the world and from different education stakeholders and different education partners to ensure that they uplift the education of the youth today in order to be able to achieve the 21st century skills. So there's hope that we shall achieve the goal given the all gathered effort. And given our mission as Educate of supporting youth to acquire skills that will help them to survive in today's economy, we have hope that life for youth and life for the young people today will change in the future. Thank you.
Juliet, thank you, and a very positive note to end on. Thank you for your time today.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Why not click subscribe so you can be informed when the latest next individual podcast or podcast mini series from FE News are going to be released.